Okay. Kufkes. Al tihilohut lodas hasasorim shabin adam lechaveroi. Do not be have an intense desire to know what's going on between other people. V'davra mechusim imcho, or to find out something which is hidden. Mechusim imcho. So it's interesting to touch what he's referring to. The Makor Chayim suggests that he's talking about the Gemara Chagiga, which is referring to the Yonam of Merkava, etc., that a person has a desire to understand the Yonam of Merkava. Then he asks a question. We start out with Beron L'Chaveroi, private issues between two people. That's none of your business. And then he moves on from there to this Beron on the welcome, not trying to get involved in, like the Gemara says, Chagiga, but Mufla Michal Tidroish. You shouldn't be looking into things which are beyond your level. So he says, because Meron Lamakim, you learn Meron Lamakim, Meron Lamakim is a testing ground for Meron Lamakim. But the simple reading of the Rosh doesn't seem like he's saying that. Not that I'm bar pleased to argue with him on it. Pasha, it's all talking about Beit Adam L'Chaveroi, and there are the private issues which are between two individuals. That's none of your business. There are things which are private. Period. They're about the person's private things. They're not between two parties. They're the person himself. As well says, between me, myself, and I, the three of us. You know, right? So the person shouldn't be law ladasis asorim. So I think the Rosh is addressing this issue called curiosity. Curiosity is a very there's a lot of very pithy sayings in English about how negative curiosity is. And like anything, there's always a positive side to something. A person who bets them, you're gonna have people who walk through the world and never are interested in finding out, like, why trees grow and why things work, and, you know, like, yeah, whatever, that's not important. You know, they miss out on a lot in the world. That's on the one side. The challenge that you have is that knowing where to draw the line, like everything, the balance is the problem. So we have to create a level of comfort level where you know, I don't need to be in the know to be happy with myself. They call it nowadays, they have this thing called FOMO, right? Fear of missing out, right? Anybody, I'm the only class who doesn't, only person in the class who doesn't know, only person in the group who doesn't know. I need to know everything. I need to be in the know. This is one of the main drives behind a lot of the social media challenges, right? I know that I haven't read the most recent studies, you know, but you know about the amount of time people spend on this stuff, and you wonder, like, you know, like you read this stuff, you know, say, like, get a life, like, you know, do something better with your life. But what's pushing it? You know, a lot of it is because people are, you know, have nothing to do, they're late, they're bored. But a lot of it is because of this idea that there's a source of validation that you get being part of something, and you don't want to feel that you're left out. So I need to know what's going on. A person who has an inner world where he's comfortable inside his inner world doesn't have that need. And this, you know, we spoke on this idea multiple different ways of saying it. But you need to create what's going on between two people is literally. It's not something which I have feel any need to know. Point number one. Point number two, which is really a little different point, is knowing that there are things which are hidden and things which are mechusim imcha is a very important understanding of understanding people. Right? How can you do it done such a thing? Well, if you know all the information that to the real story, maybe you understand how he does such a thing. answers that you're not privy to that. I had a very interesting comment over Shabbos, like, commented that I don't know, somebody was there by the Shabbos, and one of the people there for Shabbos, I spent the Shabbos by Shabrochas, one of the uncles of the Kala was one of the Bokrim and Tells who helped me Makar me. So it was like very geschmack to spend a Shabbos with him. Like, you know, we hadn't really had a chance to spend Shabbos together in a very, very long time. And somewhere, you know, I spoke, which I think he enjoyed very much, and then he spoke, he quoted me, I spoke first. So, and somewhere along the way, and he said, Yedid Nafshi, Rabbi Reingold, good. So somewhere along the way, somebody asked, like, you know, what's your connection? So I told him a little about it. I read your story. Because right after the woman who was Makarami was Nifter, so in multiple venues, my story of how I became Frum was mentioned. I said most of them did not get it right. As a matter of fact, I don't think all of them got it right. Any of them got it fully right, you know. So he told me that he once heard from his father, this person was telling me that whenever they write up something about you in the newspaper, it's a good opportunity to remind you how much the newspaper does not tell. So whenever you read the newspaper, you learn the lesson that don't believe everything says in the newspaper, because there's always more to the story. So it's a good opportunity to learn that. Which I thought was a very positive spin on being written up incorrectly in a newspaper. I don't know, remember all the details, but whatever, like, there's like one of them, like, I have no idea where, like, part of this story came from, like, you know, and, you know, like, pretty soon they had me, like, you know, it was part of a motorcycle gang, you know, like, you know, like, I don't know, it was like, you know, like, that wasn't part of the story, you know. I was part of a gang, but I wasn't a motorcycle gang. They just had foot wars and stuff like that. They didn't do any motorcycle stuff. Yeah, we're too young for that. You think I'm kidding? Anyway,
technically,
yeah, not embarrassed. Right.
Newspapers already have it.
What?
Newspapers already have it. It's not big news.
Yeah, and everyone's attending the gang wars because I was too weak. They didn't like them. They just liked me for the brains of the operation. It's like Meyer Lansky with the mafia. Like, it was more like that style, you know. Absolutely, I the head of the gang. I did his homework for him. Yeah, that's how I got protection. That's how you survived living in the inner city. So there's a lot more to every person. Like, you know, every person you meet, you know, like, why is he acting like that? So Vitorsky has awesome muscle. He says, imagine you get into an elevator, and your rubber gets, you just touch, you know, people jostle each other in an elevator. And the fellow, like, overreacts, like, strong reaction. Like, what's the guy's problem? Like, wow, you know. Like, if you would know that the fellow had just received a very, very painful sunburn all over his body, and, you know, he's getting medical treatment for it, you understand, like, you know, that seemingly, this light touch was excruciating to him. But you don't know that. So you just see that, and you see that, you know, why? Like, what's this guy's story over here? Right? He says, the same way that's true in a physical sense, that's true in an emotional sense or a spiritual sense. Right? This fellow might have a sunburn all over his neshama. He might be in pain right now. So his reactions, his emotional reactions are much stronger than you would expect. You don't know the story. So I a few weeks ago in the Ayin Tova newsletter, they had the following scenarios. Imagine you would be privy to the two scenarios. Scenario number one, they gave an example with the woman. She's, you know, she's frum, and her sneeze is left, leaves a lot to be desired. She went to a speech, and the Rebbe spoke out sneeze, and she was very inspired. So she comes home, and she goes to the closet, and she says, you know, I'm not ready to make a full change in my life, but I'm going to cut some things out. And she takes a few of the pieces of clothing out of her closet, and she's like, you know, this is a foreign movement, and slowly but surely she plans to really, right? Well, tremendous, tremendous move in her life, right? She's making a major life decision right now. Next day she goes, she has to go shopping, and she goes to a store in a Frum neighborhood, and her clothing still leaves something to be desired. So there in the store, somebody like yells at her, like, you know, how dare you come into the... Oh, she hears behind her back two people talking about how this person coming to our store dressed like that. So she's totally deflated, and that's the end of it, right? You didn't know the first half. The person sort of didn't know the first. They just know the second half. You're privy to see both halves, so you understand. Like, there's a whole big picture over here. How, you know, but we don't get to see that those first halves, 99.9% of the time. We don't see the second half. We see the person as presenting. The person presenting is lazy. The person presenting is, you know, is ornery. The person presenting is frustrating. The person presenting is, you know, obnoxious. You know, we can have a whole. There's a whole litany of wonderful labels we can put on people. Right? The chances are, if we know more of the story, so, because I'll say, you cannot judge a person until you are in his makom. And the answer is, you'll never be there. Because you never know what his makom is. So, end the conversation. Right? That's what Chazal point over here. So there's so much more to human beings. Human beings are so complex. Right? Sometimes it can be very nervous when they... The reason why he did this, the reason why, is because of that. Or Chloe said, the reason why this happened to the Tibra is because of Avera X. Like, I remember one time I had the conversation, says, well, Nevuah was taken away by Shaskar and Abayas. Chomim have ability to, you know, there's a certain, you know, there's the Ruach HaKodesh. Otherwise, it's given to Noshim and to Shaitim. And here, it wasn't the woman, that was a foolish thing to say. What's a person trying to do? A person trying to say, you know, we need to do something. And this is an area which, in general, we have an issue with. Let's try and be mechazik of that, because that's a good thing to do. But we know that's why you did it. Shira Chaim told me one time, he says that we don't get involved nowadays in Mida Kenega Mida. We don't have the kelim to measure in Mida Kenega Mida. He said, the Chazanish already said that. Mishaito. He said, this happened because of this, you know, we can figure out the connections. We don't have that ability to do that anymore. So the reason why it happened, because people see the Lashon Hara, there's a pierce and sneeze, so that's why this terrible tragedy happened. They said, we don't have the ability to do that. We have the ability to say, there's Tzora, Yisroel come for a reason, let's see what we can do to be mechazik. And this is an area which we know, we all are grappling with. Is that the reason? I don't know what the reason is. But it's a good place to start. And that's a fair statement. So there's... Right? Maybe the reason why it happened, you know the mechusim of what's happening in Shemayim. So those are some thoughts on this. Okay.